picture. A thick industrial rubber band. You're holding it between your hands, and you just, you know, you stretch it, you pull it until it's trembling, absolutely taut, vibrating with this intense stored kinetic energy.
Right, like it's holding together, but the margins are dangerously narrow. Everything is just vibrating.
Exactly. It hasn't snapped, but it's nowhere near relaxed either. It is just existing in a permanent state of, well, maximum sustained compression.
Which is a terrifying visual, honestly.
It really is. And that vibrating, overstretched rubber band is the exact baseline operating condition of our world right now, at least according to the raw data we are unpacking today. So welcome to the Deep Dive. We are super thrilled to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on this one.
Today, our specific mission is to guide you through a very dense, very fascinating stack of intelligence. We're looking at the Great Awakening Reports, Awakening the Sleeping Giant Weekly Report for the week of May 25th.
And, you know, we are bypassing mainstream news narratives entirely today. Instead, we're looking at the signals, patterns, and threads that are currently happening in our world, specifically through the lens of this alternative report.
Right. And look, we have to do a quick disclaimer here. We are dealing with some highly charged alternative political and geopolitical frameworks today. We aren't here to endorse these claims or, you know, validate the narratives or pick sides at all.
No, definitely not. We're staying totally impartial.
Exactly. We are simply treating this dense material like a massive, fascinating intellectual puzzle.
Yeah.
Our job is just to impartially guide you through the actual data points and the theories that they're presenting in the source.
And just as a heads up, because we are covering so much ground today, checking out the audio reviews later is another really great way to let this content truly digest.
Highly recommend that, yeah, because there is a lot here. So the overarching theme tying this May 25th report together is a concept they call adaptive stability under sustained compression.
Right. The idea that global systems aren't actually resolving their stress anymore. They are simply adapting to operate inside of a permanent crisis.
Which brings us back to that rubber band.
Yeah.
So let's look at the physical strain first. To understand the state of the world, the report argues you really have to watch the physical flow of goods.
Yeah. And all eyes right now are on maritime choke points, specifically the Strait of Hormuz.
Right. The Strait of Hormuz. But the report frames Hormuz in a very different light than we usually see, don't they?
They do. It's not just this temporary military flashpoint anymore. The report claims Iran is allegedly pushing to institutionalize transit tolls.
Wait, transit tolls? Like a highway toll?
Essentially, yeah. But charging up to $1 million per commercial vessel just to pass through.
$1 million per ship. I mean, that completely transforms it from a military blockade into a permanent tax on the global supply chain.
Exactly. It creates this prolonged operational friction. Because if a shipping company refuses to pay, or if they reroute around Africa, that adds weeks to the journey and burns massive amounts of fuel.
Which is incredibly expensive.
Right. And this friction ripples out immediately into the agricultural sector, because one of the primary materials moving through those shipping lanes is fertilizer.
Okay, so let's unpack that. You restrict Hormuz, and you bottleneck the fertilizer.
Mm.
And the report combines that specific shortage with skyrocketing fuel costs.
They specifically note diesel hitting $7.48 a gallon in California.
$7.48. That is absolutely paralyzing for massive agricultural operations. I mean, tractors run on diesel.
Exactly. And then, as if that wasn't enough, the report layers on a third variable, which is a looming super El Nino.
Oh, right. The weather phenomenon.
Yeah. But the meteorological comparison they make here is incredibly grim. They parallel this upcoming weather event to the 1877 to 1878 El Nino.
Wow. Going back to the 1800s.
Yeah, because that historical event triggered what they call global teleconnections, meaning severe simultaneous droughts across India, China, and South America.
All at the same time.
All at once. And it resulted in a humanitarian disaster that killed an estimated 50 million people due to crop failures.
50 million. That is staggering.
Right.
You have no fertilizer, you have tractors that are too expensive to fuel, and you have these historic multi-continent droughts.
Right. And the report warns this quadruple whammy could lead to severe global food shortages within just 6 months.
Within 6 months. That is a terrifying timeline. But we need to talk about the hidden layer to this maritime choke point, too, because the report introduces this concept they call the digital Hormuz.
Ah, yeah, the undersea cables.
Right. We all know the internet relies on undersea cables.
Right.
But the report highlights a critical vulnerability in the absolute concentration of those cables.
Because we tend to think of the cloud as, you know, satellites and Wi-Fi floating in the air.
Exactly. But the reality is 97% of international internet traffic, like financial markets, military communications, global banking, all of it runs through physical fiber optic cables just lying on the ocean floor.
And they are bottlenecked in these exact same physical waterways. The report argues that if you control the water, you don't just control the physical ships on the surface, you control the ocean floor beneath them.
I think of it kind of like the spinal cord of the global economy. Like,
yeah.
Everyone worries about a massive military strike on a data center, right? Like a punch to the face.
Right, a very visible attack.
Yeah, but a tiny pinch to a nerve in the neck, just, you know, disabling a 2-inch cable in the ocean, that paralyzes the whole body.
And that is the absolute essence of asymmetric hybrid warfare. Disrupting those physical cables doesn't require a sophisticated cyber attack or a huge conventional military strike.
You just need a boat, right?
Pretty much. A crude anchor drag or a targeted underwater detonation creates a completely decentralized digital catastrophe.
Okay, so with the physical supply chain stretched to the breaking point and the digital supply chain facing this asymmetric threat, we have to look at how the financial world is reacting to all this pressure.
Because you would expect institutional capital to be fleeing in a total panic.
Right, pulling out of everything.
Yeah.
But the report details a completely different reaction.
Yeah, they describe this as a defensive capital rotation. Massive wealth isn't actually exiting the system. It is quietly repositioning toward resilience.
So what does that look like practically?
We are seeing institutional movement into gold, commodities, energy infrastructure, and, you know, hard assets. Things that actually exist physically.
Which makes sense. But the report goes so much further than just market trends. It claims a completely new financial architecture is actively being brought online behind the scenes.
Yeah, this part is wild. They point to two executive orders allegedly signed back-to-back on May 19th.
Right, restoring integrity to America's financial system and integrating financial technology innovation.
Exactly. And the claim is that these specific orders force the Federal Reserve to open its core payment systems to digital assets, which fundamentally bypasses the need for traditional banking licenses.
So it essentially opens the door to a parallel decentralized financial system operating within the hollowed out shell of the old one.
Pretty much. And to protect this new framework, the report claims the Department of Justice is permanently barring the IRS from examining or prosecuting the architects of this system.
Which is a huge claim. They even assert that gold, which is officially on the books at, I think, $42.22 an ounce, is going to be suddenly revalued to $4,564 per ounce.
Right, specifically to back this new currency. But the mechanism for how this new money actually reaches the public is, well, it's really out there.
Yeah, they connect all of this financial restructuring directly to the emergency broadcast system.
The EBS.
Right, the EBS. The report claims the recent EBS test that we all got on our phones wasn't actually a warning test.
No, they claim it was a biological and digital activation.
Yes, an activation. They claim the alert used a 963 hertz frequency specifically to target the pineal gland in the brain.
Which sounds like sci-fi.
Totally. And then they lay out this incredibly specific June timeline. So June 1st, a data packet is delivered to every smartphone as a digital key. June 9th, Fort Knox is opened on camera to the public. And then June 11th, the financial transfer supposedly goes live.
So specific.
Right. But I need to break this down mechanically. How does a smartphone emergency alert logistically deliver a gold-backed currency? That just doesn't compute for me.
Well, the logistical theory the report is proposing relies heavily on blockchain distribution technology. The idea is that instead of logging into a traditional bank portal like Chase or Bank of America, the emergency cellular network itself acts as the distribution ledger.
Okay, so the network is the ledger.
Right. And your smartphone essentially acts as a dormant crypto wallet. So that June 1st data packet they mentioned would theoretically be an encrypted local key that activates that wallet, bypassing all the institutional middlemen completely.
Okay, that covers the digital key aspect, which sort of makes tech sense. But what about the biological claim? Using a 963 hertz frequency to target the pineal gland during an emergency alert. Like, what is the goal there?
Well, in alternative holistic frameworks, 963 hertz is often referred to as the frequency of the gods, or like an awakening frequency.
Okay.
And the pineal gland, which is this tiny endocrine gland in the brain, has historically been associated with intuition, or the third eye. So the report's authors are suggesting that the EBS tone wasn't just a loud, annoying noise.
Right, it's not just a siren.
No, they're saying it was an acoustic mechanism designed to physically disrupt calcification in the pineal gland, or alter brainwave states.
Wow.
Essentially attempting to prime the population psychologically and biologically for a massive paradigm shift.
That is fascinating. And, you know, whether the mechanics of a 963 hertz tone actually do that, or whether June 1st actually brings a crypto wallet to our phones, the underlying psychology here is what fascinates me the most.
Totally. What this report is really capturing is a profound systemic loss of faith.
Exactly. A significant portion of the population believes the current fiat system is so irreparably broken and so completely corrupted that it cannot be reformed from within anymore.
Right. It requires a literal coordinated reset delivered directly to the individual.
A clean slate.
Mm.
But, you know, pulling the plug on the entire global financial system isn't going to happen peacefully. The report claims this friction is spilling over into hidden wars right now.
Yeah, they point to the recent incident at the White House, the alleged third assassination attempt on Donald Trump by a 21-year-old named Nazir Best.
Right. And the report absolutely does not frame this as just a lone wolf with mental health issues, do they?
No. They categorize him as a literal M-culture asset acting on behalf of a desperate old guard.
And for anyone who needs a quick historical refresher, because this is wild, MKUltra was an actual declassified Cold War-era CIA program.
Right, where they experimented with extreme psychological manipulation, drugs, and mind control on human subjects.
Yeah, and the report is implying those techniques never actually stopped, they just went dark. And they are now being used to program assassins to maintain the current power structure.
Which is a huge escalation. And they even point to a 17-second video of a B-2 stealth bomber posted by Dan Scavino as a coded military signal acknowledging this hidden war is happening.
It's all so layered. But while the physical conflict is one manifestation of this friction, the report argues the most intense battleground is actually over-suppressed technologies.
Oh, the medical patents. This section was incredible.
Right, the medical patents. This is the section that completely rewired how I look at the healthcare industry. The report makes this absolute bombshell claim that under the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951, there are currently 6,321 medical patents sealed under national security orders.
Over 6,000. And the Invention Secrecy Act is a real law. It was designed to prevent the publication of new inventions that might pose a threat to the economic or national security of the United States.
Right, but usually you think of like advanced radar or classified weapons systems, not medicine.
Exactly. But the report claims this act was totally co-opted.
They specifically mention Royal Rife, this inventor who supposedly built a frequency-based cancer elimination beam back in 1934.
1934? That's almost 100 years ago.
Yeah. And the mechanism, as I understand it from the report, is acoustic resonance. Sort of like how an opera singer can hit a specific pitch and shatter a crystal glass.
Oh, right, because of the vibration.
Exactly. Rife allegedly found the specific resonant frequencies of various pathogens and cancer cells and basically shattered them with electromagnetic waves. But the report claims his work was confiscated and completely suppressed.
And when I first read that, my immediate thought was, why would a cancer cure ever be classified as a national security threat? Like, are they weaponizing it?
Right. It doesn't make sense on the surface. But if you look at the economics, the security they are protecting seems entirely financial.
Because the report values the global pharmaceutical industry at roughly $1.48 trillion annually.
Trillion, with a T.
Yeah. And that massive sector of the economy is built almost entirely on symptom management and prolonged lifetime treatment.
So if you introduce a frequency machine that cures a patient in one single session, you collapse a trillion-dollar industry overnight. The national security threat isn't military at all. It's the sudden destabilization of the global economic status quo.
Exactly. But the report claims the dam is finally breaking on this suppression. They state that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presented this specific list of 6,321 sealed patents directly to Trump.
Which allegedly led to Executive Order 14263.
Right, restoring medical innovation through patent transparency.
And the order supposedly sets a strict 97-day deadline for the full public declassification of all these cures.
97 days. It implies a near future where literally anyone can download the schematics for a Rife machine and build it in their garage.
Which would change the world.
Yeah.
And they tie this future release of technology to immediate, sweeping public health actions that are happening right now. Specifically, this directive to remove fluoride from municipal water systems by January 20, 2026.
Right, the fluoride removal, which has been debated for decades, obviously. But the report points to a 2024 federal court ruling and recent Harvard studies to back this up.
Yeah, because the argument is that fluoride acts as an accumulating neurotoxin.
No.
It physically calcifies that exact same pineal gland we were talking about earlier with the EBS alert.
Oh, wow. The connection there is crazy.
Right. And it's linked to lower IQs in children. So the report frames this not just as some minor public health adjustment, but as the sudden single-day removal of a classified chemical weapon from 73% of U.S. water systems.
It's just staggering. I mean, across finance, military, and medicine, the report is weaving this narrative of sudden, sweeping revelation, just decades of secrets being unsealed simultaneously.
But here is the critical pivot in their analysis, and this is where it gets really dark. While these massive paradigm shifts are allegedly happening behind the scenes, the public is being actively, psychologically conditioned to look in the exact opposite direction.
It's a misdirection.
Exactly. They contrast the macro with the micro, and it completely blew my mind. Think of public attention like a camera lens. The report argues we're being told to focus our macro lens on the sky, looking for alien invasions, while our micro lens completely ignores genetically modified bioweapons crawling in the grass of our own backyards.
Wow. Okay, so let's examine the macro lens deception first. The report points to a massive coordinated explosion in UFO media conditioning lately.
Which we've all seen. We're seeing Steven Spielberg promoting a movie called Disclosure Day. We see Jesse Waters on Fox News having these completely serious conversations about non-human intelligence on primetime TV.
Yeah, and Dr. Hal Puthoff, who is a very prominent figure in government UFO research, claiming the U.S. has already recovered four distinct alien species.
Right, the Greys, Nordics, insectoids, and reptilians. Even Trump posted an AI-generated image of himself standing next to an alien on Truth Social.
It's everywhere. But to give this historical weight, the report anchors this modern disclosure narrative to the 1561 Nuremberg celestial event.
Yeah, I actually looked up the broadsheet for this after reading the report. It's a real German woodcut from 1561 by an artist named Hans Glaser.
And what does it show?
He basically describes and illustrates a massive battle happening in the sky over the city of Nuremberg, right as the sun was rising.
And the imagery is incredibly specific, isn't it?
Very. Glaser described blood-red crosses, massive cylindrical tubes that release smaller glowing spheres, and a gigantic black spear fighting in the sky for over an hour.
Which is wild, because mainstream history often writes this off as a complex optical illusion, like a sun dog or maybe religious mass hysteria.
Right, but the alternative framework in the report argues this was an early, literal record of an extraterrestrial war.
They use it to prove that non-human intelligence operating in our atmosphere isn't just some modern science fiction invention, you know. It has deep historical precedent.
But the crucial part of this section is that the report warns all this modern UFO hype isn't about the government finally giving us the truth.
No, not at all. It is about utilizing perception as a strategic force. The concept is basically the shock doctrine.
Oh, right. Using a crisis to push an agenda.
Exactly. If you can stage a deception massive enough, like a coordinated global revelation of alien life, or even a staged extraterrestrial threat, the public will be so paralyzed by ontological shock and fear that they will willingly accept a new, heavily controlled authoritarian paradigm.
Just to feel safe again.
Exactly.
So we are all looking up, waiting for the mothership. And while we do that, the report brings the actual threat violently back down to Earth.
Down to the ticks.
The ticks, yeah. They highlight a staggering 5,500% increase in alpha-gal syndrome over the last 10 years.
5,500%. And alpha-gal syndrome is a mammalian meat allergy. And the mechanism of how it works is honestly terrifying.
How does it work?
Well, you get bitten by a Lone Star tick, right? Mm. That tick carries a specific sugar molecule called alpha-gal, which is found in most mammals, but definitely not in humans.
So the tick injects that molecule into your bloodstream. Your immune system immediately flags it as a foreign invader and creates antibodies to fight it.
Makes sense.
But then, the next time you eat a burger, a pork chop, or venison, your body detects that exact same sugar molecule in the meat and sends you into violent anaphylaxis. You can literally never eat red meat again.
That is awful. And the report connects this exponential rise in tick-borne diseases not to natural ecological shifts or, you know, climate change, but to weaponized biowarfare.
Yes. They note that Trump signed an order in December to investigate Cold War-era biological weapons experiments specifically focused on ticks.
The implication there is just horrifying. The theory is that decades ago, military scientists intentionally tinkered with ticks to carry these specific pathogens or allergens, treating them as stealth, self-replicating bioweapons.
Right. And now those weaponized insects are just spreading unchecked through the population. I mean, they're the ultimate asymmetric warfare. You don't have to bomb a country's food supply. You just genetically modify the population to be allergic to it.
It's an overwhelming volume of interconnected data, honestly. We've untangled an incredibly dense web today, but it all points back to that core theme, adaptive stability under sustained compression.
It really does. I mean, we started by looking at the immense physical strain on the global supply chain, right? The million-dollar transit tolls being pushed in the Strait of Hormuz.
Right, and the looming agricultural crisis driven by fertilizer shortages and El Nino.
And the hidden vulnerability of our undersea internet cables sitting in those exact same physical choke points.
Then we examine the defensive rotation of institutional capital and the intricate mechanics of a proposed financial reset. The theory of a 963-hertz frequency alert paving the way for a gold-backed digital currency, you know, delivered via a smartphone blockchain key.
Yeah, and we debated the hidden wars, the framing of assassination attempts as MKUltra operations, the unsealing of 6,321 medical patents, including Royal Rife's resonant frequency tech,
and the sudden removal of fluoride as a classified neurotoxin.
And finally, we looked at the psychological operations. Staging a massive UFO disclosure to shock a population into compliance while actively ignoring the spread of genetically modified weaponized ticks in our forests.
The system is absorbing maximum pressure across literally every conceivable vector, physical, digital, financial, and biological.
It really is a phenomenal amount of information to process at once. As we mentioned at the start, we highly encourage you to check out the audio reviews as a way to let these complex threads digest a bit further.
Absolutely.
This has been a deep dive into the Great Awakening Report's Awakening the Sleeping Giant Weekly Report. And keeping with the specific request of the report itself, we are closing this review by reminding you to move forward with gratitude, discernment, and patience.
Yeah, and I just want to leave you with one final thought to mull over as you process all of this today. If modern warfare is increasingly about controlling perception rather than capturing physical territory, then your most valuable asset isn't your bank account. And it isn't your physical location either. It is your attention. Where are you choosing to invest it? Because right now, that rubber band is stretched to the absolute limit. It is vibrating with tension, and everyone is trying to dictate exactly where you should be looking when it finally snaps.
That is a powerful thought to end on. We'll see you next time.